Well, heart dwellers, the Lord has changed the subject delightfully and is sharing his heart of mercy with us tonight so we may all know the heights and depths of his love for us. Today is October the 9th, 2015. First of all, I have a short announcement. I have a confession to make. I've been trying to nail down the design of this blog, Still Small Voice Triage for Truth Seekers. I've been trying to nail down the design of this blog, and I'm finding out just how unskilled I am. After all, two different prayer groups had to lay hands on me so I could comprehend Pro Tools, my recording program, and make music. So obviously, I'm not born a techie. This is all to say, can someone who really knows the layout on blogs help me? It would be so appreciated. I've struggled for hours trying to get the layout just the way I want it, and it's just not working. And I'm overwhelmed with the possibility, and none of it looks like what I want, no matter how hard I try, so I need help. Okay, that said, I sat down at my computer after worship, and Jesus said, I want to talk to you about mercy. Mercy is my preeminent characteristic. Without mercy, there would be no earth. There would be no human population. There would be no animals or plants or anything of lasting beauty. The enemy has come to steal, kill, and destroy, and I have withstood him in my mercy for your sakes. How I love my creation. How I grieve over the abuse man has perpetrated on it. My mercy supplants justice. Mercy bears with the struggling soul. Mercy bears with the sinner, anticipating her return to me. All of you need mercy, just as you need air to breathe. If I did not extend you mercy, you would not be. But I see your weaknesses and have much compassion for you, even in the midst of your sinful decisions. I am coming for my bride, and she will be pure, and my mercy will finish the job. I wondered about that. I thought, we're never going to be perfect. How is the Lord going to handle that? You just told us. I'm coming for my bride, and she will be pure, and my mercy will finish the job. Not that you should lay down or sit back, knowing how merciful I am. No, the more you resolve to repent and live righteously, the more you resolve to tend to the needs of those around you and extend mercy to them, to that degree will you receive mercy. And yet, I cannot leave anything undone, so perfection will come when all that is to be fulfilled in you has been accomplished. And there is so much that will take an eternity. You will always be learning, growing, discovering, mastering all that is in your heart, all that you long for, even those things you never dreamt that you would do. This is one of the greatest joys of heaven, discovery. And the endless discoveries you will make in heaven will increase your knowledge of me and result in unending thanksgiving and worship. As I offer you mercy because of your weaknesses and shortcomings, I expect you to extend mercy to others. Do not be like the wretch that was forgiven a great debt, but turned around and throttled his brother who was indebted to him. That's in Matthew 18:28. Do not suppose that you are privileged, and I will extend mercy when a lesson is not learned by ordinary means. Because I love you, there are times when you must experience just a very small morsel of judgment because you have failed to learn from past behaviors. Make no mistake about it. Make no mistake about it. I suffer with you when a lesson becomes hard. I grieve with you over losses. But I am also way ahead of you on how I'm going to use this lesson to my glory. and how I'm going to bless you as you move forward. You know that I turn even the worst events to good, somehow. That's in Romans 8:28. We know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. You may not see it now, but in eternity, all will be crystal clear, and all those things you never understood will be thoroughly revealed to you. Oh, what a joy it will be to go back in time and understand how I was present to you and leading you, even though you didn't perceive it. Beneath every event on this earth, there is mercy. I could not sustain creation without it. My heart would break if I did not bring good forth from disaster. Many of you look upon the approaching great tribulation with fear and trembling. And well, you should. It will be a time unparalleled in grief. And that's from Mark 13:19. Those days will be a time of tribulation such as not occurred since the beginning of creation, which God created until now and never will. But it must happen to clear the way for my kingdom to manifest on this earth. Evil must be harnessed and held in abeyance, that you may grow into the spotless creature I made you to be. The earth must be cleansed from the foulness of greed, the destructive chemicals, the diseases brought forth by evil men, the desolation of the lands I made beautiful, the trash and offscouring of industry that has so defiled the pristine creation I made for your enjoyment. The way must be cleared, my children, and it is not going to be pretty. The institution of my government will cause all to come forth, grow, expand, create, joyfully bringing forth the fullness of the gifts I have bestowed on man. What a wonder it will be to see farming, industry, education proceed without destroying the earth or the pristine beauty I will restore to it. All will be given tasks to complete: artisans, politicians, farmers, educators. All that you have now will come forth, but without corruption. And the greatest focus of all will be on worshiping me. It won't be knowledge, wealth, beauty, or talent. It will be the love of your brother and me. Oh, how this will change everything. It will turn bitter, bitter things to sweet and nourishing. You will not be suppressed or misunderstood. Rather, all will bend to your needs and wishes, just as you will have the heart of a servant and bend to them. Great satisfaction will be found in serving, and notoriety will be scorned in favor of equality. Yet each will still shine in their own unique and brilliant way, not to attract attention, but to shed light on the glory of my life inside of them and its fruits. Those who take advantage, those who steal, lie, and defraud others will be checked and dealt with, that they will learn to walk in charity and integrity. No person will be allowed to suppress or hurt another. Justice and mercy shall prevail like nothing you've ever imagined. My angels will help with administration that will be done by those taken in the rapture. And the scripture verse is, "Blessed and holy is the one who has a part in the first resurrection. Over these the second death has no power, but they will be priests of God and of Christ, and will reign with him for 1,000 years. That's Revelation 20, verse 6. The Lord continued, "Each soul will be given their part in the new earth. No one will be idle or unwanted. All will be satisfied with the tasks given." Oh, there is so much to look forward to. But before any of this can be instituted, I must first unleash my justice and wrath to annihilate evil and restore balance to the planet. Men must see the consequences of their greed. They must learn for all times that sin is death, and those who participate in sin are of death. In Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Whatever evil is spawned will be of free will, for Satan and his minions will be bound and separated from this glorious society. Yet there will be those who stubbornly pursue their own benefit to the detriment of others. These will be taken to schools where the deep lessons of life must be learned before they are fit to participate in this kingdom. You will see justice in your midst, but always my mercy first. I am telling you this because the times ahead seem dark and troubled. Yes, indeed they are. But at the end of the storm is the rainbow and the fulfillment of my goodness to all mankind on the earth. How I long for this time, and how I grieve for what must precede it. Know, my children, that my mercy is at work even in the storm. I am tender, loving, and merciful to those who love me and live by my commandments. I am approachable by the innocent and childlike amongst you. For those who have chosen to be children, innocent, simple, and pure, I am your Father. For those who have chosen to be intelligent adults, I am their intelligent Creator and God. For those who are dynamic and walk in power, I am their all-powerful God, clothed in glory unapproachable. I have bent my knee to my creation, that all should know me, even as you are known to me. And that's in 1 Corinthians 13. For now we see in the mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I will know fully, just as I also have been fully known. He continues, therefore in all things imitate me and extend mercy without fail to those around you. The soul who practices mercy shall receive great mercy at the judgment. Therefore, treat others as you wish to be treated, and it will go well with you. And the scripture that came to mind during all of this message was Psalm 85, beginning at verse 9. Surely his salvation is near to them that fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth have met each other. Justice and peace have kissed. Truth is sprung out of the earth, and justice has looked down from heaven. For the Lord will give goodness, and our earth shall yield her fruit. Justice shall walk before him, and shall set his steps in the way. God bless you, Heart Dwellers. Thank you for tuning into our channel.